Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, we are celebrating this weekend. We are celebrating Resurrection Weekend. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We are so grateful that for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. His son died for me, you, the world, that we might have life, that we might live, that we might have a chance and opportunity to go to heaven. And we thank God for sparing his son for our lives. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the power of the resurrection. Yes, the power of the resurrection. If you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, starting at the 10th verse. And it reads, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, that we may know him. What does it mean to know him? What does it mean that we should know him? What that means to know him is knowledge. It expresses the apprehension of truth by the whole nature of man. It is not an acquaintance with the facts or as external, nor an intellectual conviction of reality, but an appropriation of them to speak as an influencing power into the very being of him who knows them. So to mean we know them, that means we are acquainted with him. We must be found in Christ in order to know him. We must have that righteousness, which through the faith of Christ, for we can know him only to be made like him. So to know him, we got to be in relationship and fellowship with Christ. Let's talk today about the power of the resurrection. You know, men or women become outstanding by their levels of understanding. The power of his resurrection is the highest realm of power, and it is accessible by knowledge, like I just said, by knowing him, to know him, as Philippians 3:10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. We must recognize, Radio Land, that power is in degrees as the anointing as is in levels. If you have your Bible later, go to Ezekiel 7:1-10. That paints a very graphic picture of the realms of power and the levels of anointing. Note that rivers in Scripture symbolize the power of God, and the highest realm of power is the power of his resurrection. According to Ephesians 1:18-23, this power is not just the exclusive preserve of the apostles or the evangelists or the pastors and teachers alone, but it is available to everyone that believes. It repositions believers. When you encounter this power as a believer, you are supernaturally repositioned. He sets you far above where you used to live. You are repositioned far above all situations and circumstances of life. It repositions you far above principalities, powers, dominion, etc. No wonder, Radio Land, Paul said that I may know him, because there is power in his resurrection that is not available somewhere else. The resurrection power is the fullness of his power. It is more than the greatness of his plan and purpose for your life. It is more than enough to reposition you for supernatural greatness, impact, and exploit. So, from Ephesians 1:18 through 23, we discover that the power of his resurrection is exceedingly great power. It is his mighty power, which is available to all of us who believe. So there's a difference between the Holy Ghost and the power of the resurrection. Paul wrote, after he had been baptized and praying in the Holy Ghost more than anybody else, that he flowed in the Spirit. But Paul became to discover by revelation that there is an ultimate power, and that's called the power of the resurrection. I pray today in Radio Land that someone will have a life encounter, power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection is the ultimate in the school of power and is available to everyone that believes, including you. Psalm 66:3 says, "Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall shine thine enemies, submit themselves unto thee." So there is his power, and there is greatness of his power. Also, Paul was describing the resurrection power as exceedingly greatness of his power toward us who believe. Ephesians 1:19. Go back and read that. My prayer today is that no one goes without having a live encounter with the power of his resurrection. So here's some questions. What are the manifestations of this power? We recognize from Scripture that resurrection power is the source of a number of blessings that we require in our lives. Let's consider some of them. Number one, in his resurrection power lies our justification. Resurrection marks the end of our condemnation. Romans 4:25 says, "Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." You know, it brought an end to all demonic accusations against us. That means in his resurrection power lies our justification from all generational curses and satanic assaults. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. The number two, in the power of his resurrection lies our sanctification. Sanctification is one of the blessings of his resurrection. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Read Romans 6:4. So his resurrection entitles us to walking in the newness of life. You might ask, okay, how, prophetess? Let me tell you this. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6:14. His resurrection destroyed the dominion of sin. So now we can walk in the newness of life. That means we can invoke the power of his resurrection for our sanctification. He died unto sin once, so men and women that believe can walk in the newness of life forever. So we have the blessedness of sanctification all inherent in the power of his resurrection. Number three, it is the gateway to the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. The power of his resurrection is the gateway to the empowerment of his Holy Ghost. John 7:37-39 says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus Christ had not been glorified yet. So you need to connect with the empowerment of the Holy Ghost through the resurrection of Jesus. Number four, in the power of his resurrection lies the giftings of the Holy Ghost. We have the general gifts of the Holy Ghost contained in 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. Also, we have principal gifts in Ephesians 4:8-13. These gifts enable us to replicate Christ bodily and to come to the fullness of his status. They are not limited to the altar alone. We businessmen and professionals do make use of principles and gifts in their various endeavors. Also, he gave gifts unto the fruit unto men, Ephesians 4:8, sequel to his resurrection. These gifts are for the perfecting of the saints, to bring them into the realms of dominion. So there is a positioning of the saints in different facets of life to bring kingdom dominion to bear here on earth. Resurrection is the gateway to the realms of the gift of men in the body of Christ. By the dominion of his gifting, you will never be found at the same place you used to be again. Number five, physical transformation. In the power of his resurrection lies our physical transformation and fitness. The resurrection power is a quickening power. Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So when it flows into you, into you, your liver, your kidney, your lungs, your heart, or wherever it flows, you are being transformed. John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The spirit of the resurrection can be called the spirit of life because he brought life out of the realms of death. Also, the Bible says that the resurrection power is a quickening force. He wires you up supernaturally for the uttermost fitness you become applicably. His resurrection power carries genes of supernatural transformation. A man like Paul the Apostle, he walked in that realm. He knew what was in the power of his resurrection. He had dominion over death. There are some people in life that won't be taken away at will by death. They will decide when they are ready to go because they understand the power of his resurrection. Number six, access to the realms of unlimited revelation. It is one of the many blessings in the power of his resurrection. Luke 24:45 says, then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. When he came out of the grave, he opened their understanding, that they might understand the release of that resurrection power, which will launch you into another realm, a revelation in the name of Jesus. The power of his resurrection brings along with it access to the deep realms of spiritual understanding, which is also revelation, which will always provoke revolution. I mean a forceful turnaround in the lives of people. How did it come about? I'm glad you asked. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which were asleep, they arose, and they came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went to the holy city and appeared unto many. So his resurrection destroys the veil that covers our hearts, so that our spiritual understanding can blossom, so that we can have revelation. You know, when that happens, everything around us blossoms. Please, Radio Land, understand that in the power of his resurrection is your access to the realm of unlimited revelation. What does that offer for us, okay? It makes us men and women of impact. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Read Daniel 11:32. Okay, next. It gives us deep revelation and confers dominion. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstool, thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Psalms 110:1-3. Read that. His rhyme means his word. Revelation is the master key to the realms of dominion. Next, it offers us access to strange places of glory and honor on earth. 2 Corinthians 3:13-18. Go back and read that. Anyone operating this power never goes backwards, but he or she goes from glory to glory. Next, it grants us access to the deep things of God concerning our lives. Read John 16:13. Beginning from this day, Radio Land, the doors of revelation will open wider by the day in your life. The power of his resurrection is our access to the realms of unlimited revelation, unlimited insight, and mental transformation. Next, the reality of our dominion. In the power of his resurrection lies our access to dominion. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Also, Psalms 45:3-5 says, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemy, whereby the people fall under thee. So greater our insights, the greater our dominion. That's what the word says. Next, it is the gateway to the glorification of the saints. Inside the power of his resurrection is our glory. Go back and read that. By the power in his resurrection, our spiritual understanding blossoms, and we escape the pit of death. Read Job 33:21-25. By this understanding, God wipes away all our tears. Go back and read Isaiah 25:6-9. So inside the power of the resurrection lies our glorification. Resurrection means the opening of a new chapter. So I decree to you today out in radio land, the opening of a new chapter in your life today. Jesus is Lord, and we give him glory, and we thank him for the power of the resurrection. Remember Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, fellowships of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. You got to know him first to understand and experience the power of his resurrection. And then it says, and the fellowships of his suffering. You got to understand his suffering, and you're going to go through suffering. So we got to know him before we can understand the power of the resurrection. Because once we know him and understand the power of his resurrection, he's going to unlock revelation unto us. So know him. It's important that we know him. We got to get to know him to really understand the power of his revelation, of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection is mighty, but you must know him first. And the power of his resurrection. Thank you so much for tuning into the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show today as we discuss the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I thank God personally myself for his son, dying on a cross for me and my sins, that by his stripes we are healed on today. I thank God for his son rising up on the third day with all power and might in his hand. He rose with all power. He took the sting out of death. He went and conquered hell. And he took, and our Jesus has all power. Nothing is too hard for him. So on this resurrection weekend, I pray that you reflect on what he did for us on Calvary. I pray that you reflect on the suffering. I pray that you reflect on the whips, the wounds, the way they talked about him and persecuted Jesus. I pray you reflect on that and that you give him honor and glory and thank him for what he done for you. Because if he had not went to that cross, we all would be damned to hell. But because he went to the cross, he went for our sins that we were going to commit, that we didn't even know we were going to commit. And we have the forgiveness of sins because he went to the cross for us. So happy resurrection weekend. Remember, I love you so much. And that quitting is not an option. Until next week, goodbye.